All right, we are in Matthew chapter 14, verses 13 through 21. Now, when Jesus heard this, he withdrew from there in a boat to a deserted place by himself. But when the crowds heard it, they followed him on foot from the towns. When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them and cured their sick. When it was evening, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a deserted place, and the hour is now late. Send the crowds away so they may go to the villages and buy food for themselves." Jesus said to them, "They need not go. You give them something." They replied, "We have nothing here but 5 loaves and 2 fish. And he said, "Bring them here to me." Then he ordered the crowds to sit down in the grass. Taking up the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and blessed and broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples. And the disciples gave them to the crowds. And all ate and were filled. And they took up what was left over of the broken pieces, 12 baskets full. And those who ate were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. The word of God for the people of God.
As we talk about this story, I want you to think about where it is you find yourself in the story and who it is that you find yourself identifying with. Jesus had an impromptu service here. He had not expected them to follow him. He had gone away to be by himself. But the crowd had needs, and they knew that Jesus could meet their needs, so they followed him. As they came to the deserted place, it came time for dinner. And they began to think about what it was that they would do in the other depictions of this in the other Gospels. It says that they thought about how much it would cost to feed them all and realized they didn't have nearly enough money to get it done. And then they're asked, "What is it that you have?" And actually, they don't have this. A little boy has the 5 loaves and the 2 fish. And he comes excitedly with 5 loaves and 2 fish and offers them up. And that's where the miracle comes. I think there's also a miracle that in an impromptu place where he didn't expect to have a service, he had 5,000 people show up. But that's the power of Jesus. But in the place where this happened, there is a church sitting on the hill overlooking the Sea of Galilee. And on it, there is an altar that has this mosaic on it. And it's a beautiful, beautiful inlay. And it shows the 2 fish and a basket. But in the basket, if you look closely, you'll see that there are 4 loaves, not 5. And the initial reaction was, "Oh, they got the story wrong." But the artist said, "No, Jesus is the bread of life. He is the 5th loaf. And that's why everybody had enough. In that story, there are different characters and there are different attitudes. One, there is a crowd that has needs and desperately needs to follow so that their needs can be met and they can find out who they are. There are disciples who see the needs, but don't see the means to fill them. There is an enthusiastic boy who thinks 5 loaves and 2 fish should do it. And there's a Savior that sees the bigger picture and understands. The translation I like most is where it says, he gave them to the disciples, they gave them to the crowd, they ate, and they were satisfied. Because I think that is the pivotal point in this whole story, is that they came desperate. They left satisfied. They had needs. Those needs were met. What I'm thinking today is that there are a whole lot of people out there with needs. And the needs are fairly universal. And if you listen to people, you listen to the news reports and filter out the biases and filter out the things, and you'll hear things like, people have a need to be heard. There's a definite need to be heard, and people don't feel they're being heard. Secondly, they have relational needs. They want people who share in their concerns and believe with them and have solidarity and a tie that binds them together. There is kind of a timeless need. People continually try to figure out, who am I? Who am I really? And even before they figure that out, they start to wonder, why am I here? If they figure out who they are and why they're here, then they want to know is, how can I make a difference? How can I get a foundation that will help me to face this life? But the truth and the miracle of the gospel, I think, is not that he could feed 5,000 people, but that 5,000 people left satisfied. Because the thing about a relationship with Jesus Christ is it does satisfy these very basic needs that we all have. Conversational need to be heard. You can pray to Jesus anytime, and he always hears. He promises. If you knock, the door will be open. Relational needs. He wants to be your friend. He wants to be your Savior. He wants to walk with you. He wants to be with you always. The deeper needs. Who am I? There is a Latin phrase that's called Imago Dei. Made in the image of God. And I think that might be the most important thing out there. If people truly understood that they were created in the image of God and that their identity is as an image bearer for God, it would ease a lot of the anxiety that's out there. What are we here for? We're here to be in relationship with Jesus and share his love with the world. Would that make a difference? It not only makes a difference in this world, it makes an eternal difference in the world. I don't know how many of us face times in our life when it's just a constant bombardment of things to do, and the to-do list just grows and grows and grows and grows. Follow a Savior that holds the hands of time, Alpha and Omega. And you realize that time never really runs out, that you're with him for eternity. It changes the way you look at everything. is a foundational presence in the world. He gives you a rock that cannot be shaken by any storm. So I ask you, where do you identify in the story? Are you part of the crowd that's chasing answers, trying to find meaning, trying to find what it is that will ease your mind? Are you the disciples who say, I see your needs and what you're seeking, but I really don't have anything to offer you. I don't have enough to offer you. I barely have enough for me. Are you the boy with the 5 loaves and the 2 fish? Coming to say, you can have what I've got. I think you'll find it's enough. Somewhere in that story, you should see where you're standing now. I pray that you can be one who looks through the eyes of the boy. Looks through the eyes of the boy and sees, I'll give you what I got. I think you'll find it's enough. Because in the hands of Jesus, it is. Changing the perspective with which people look at the world takes away all these needs that they strive to satisfy. I think too often we look at the world, and if we could see it through different eyes. And sometimes I see it as people who are dying of hunger, and they're chewing on paper that will never satisfy. We see people who are dying of thirst, and they're drinking sand. We see people who are desperate to have security, and they think if they make a big enough pile of stuff, they'll have security. But we see things through the eyes of the world, and everything looks normal to us. And yet it really isn't. People are trying to fill their needs and fill their foundations and fill their purpose in life with stuff that can never fill it. No matter how fast they pile it on or how fast they take it in, it will never satisfy. And yet we have what will satisfy. Will you offer it to them? Will you give them what they're really looking for? You look at what it is that you have and say, well, I don't have enough to help you. He's a little boy who says, this is what I've got. If you try it, I think you'll find it's enough. Let's pray. Almighty God, as we come before you today, we know that perspective matters. We know that attitude matters. Most of all, we know that relationship matters. And that if we look at what we have as part of our relationship with Jesus, it is enough. And these needs that people have are all met in you. There's nothing else on earth that can satisfy these needs. Nothing on this earth can satisfy all these yearnings except for you. Help us to reach out in love and offer people the answer they don't even know that they need, that will answer all the questions that they have. Give us the strength and joy of confidence. Boy with 5 loaves and 2 fish. will be enough. And all God's people said amen.